All right. Appreciate everybody coming out today. We picked a beautiful Indian summer day to do this. We are co-chairmen of a campaign, Save Our Secret Ballot Missouri. This is about preserving everyone's right to a secret ballot when choosing their representation. Whether choosing your representation in Congress, the state Senate, or at the workplace, your right to a secret ballot ought to be protected. It has not always been this way. 1892 was the first year that a president was selected entirely by a secret ballot. This is something Missourians expect that has not always been here, and it's under threat now, and we don't want to see Missourians lose their right to a secret ballot. So we've organized this campaign, and I want to introduce my co-chairman, Dave Rochka.
Thank you, John, Senator Loudon. John called and asked if I would agree to co-chair on this committee, and it's very important, Save Our Secret Ballot. It's a very important amendment to the Missouri Constitution to guarantee that we do have the right to a secret ballot. Whether it be in government or in the workplace, we maintain that secret ballot. And I'm all for this program. I'm a small businessman from Sedalia, Missouri. Been in business over 37 years, and this is a very important initiative to put on Missouri, on the ballot for Missouri voters to have the opportunity to vote on and express their right.
And again, it's important to know that this is, we have not always had this right. It is under threat, and we're out here to protect Missourians' right to a secret ballot when choosing their representation. There is diverse consensus on that right. I think every Missourian wants the right to a secret ballot, but voices, national voices, as diverse as the Wall Street Journal and George Will and Al Sharpton all agree that the right to a secret ballot ought to be preserved. And so that's what we're here to do today. And at that, happy to answer any questions.
When you say that it's under threat, what is that threat?
Congress has already made one run at this that failed by due to a Senate filibuster. When we saw that Congress got within one vote of having enough votes to pass it, we knew we had to act locally. And so that's what we're doing. The effort now is turned to the states to try to fight it here.
But John, there's no effort in Congress to take away the right of a secret ballot when voting for the president, for example, to say that you have to sign your name. The threat, right, is Union.
Well, the threat at this point, again, it's important to understand, we didn't always have the right to a secret ballot when selecting the president. There's an arbitrary decision in Congress right now to take away the right of a secret ballot at the workplace today. We don't know that the threat won't be to take away the right to a secret ballot at president tomorrow or state representative the year after that, but the point is, one of those areas is under threat, and we don't think it's appropriate to take that protection of the secret ballot away from people. And understand, this is a construct that protects people from intimidation. When you can go in and vote in secret, you're protected. You're afforded a level of protection. Removing that veil puts anyone in danger of intimidation.
So, John, I know your job is a senator. Is this your new job? Are you getting paid? Will you be getting paid for this?
This is a grassroots effort, and I'm charged with building it here in Missouri, and I would expect to put in a lot of time and get some compensation for that.
I have a question about card check. If it passes in Washington, can a state, even if it's a constitutional amendment, can the state constitutional amendment override a federal statute?
There is a conference call at 10 o'clock that you're welcome to get in on, where the attorneys are going to address some of those questions. We believe that it would. That's why I'm here. But if you have more detailed legal questions, they can go into that then.
And there, one of the attorneys that did the language for the ballot, I believe he works for the Goldberg Institute. Goldwater Institute in Washington, D.C. So I think they've done their homework on this.
And I think, David, going to your question, I should clarify, I do a number of things. So this is part of what I'm going to be doing, but I think it's a critical effort, and I'm going to put a lot of time into it.
So you're an electrician in Sedalia.
I'm a contractor in Sedalia, Missouri. I have been for 37 plus years, yes.
Has there been an effort to, I mean, electricians can join a union if they want, but you haven't, I take it, right?
I've been in a union before, but I'm not now, no, sir.
Okay. When did you leave a union? What union were you in?
I was in an electrician's union in the early 70s.
Okay. It's been a while.
Yes, sir. And we're trying to preserve this right for everybody has the right to save our secret ballot. We want to preserve that because we feel there's imminent danger from the powers that be in Washington that are trying to take that secret ballot away from the people in the workplace. And they have that, they have a right to a secret ballot the same as we do when we go in that voting booth and pull a curtain.
We're only talking about the union being formed. For instance, if I happen to be with the Teamsters and I want to organize a group of people, I would walk into a place, the way the law stands, correct me if I'm wrong, the way the law stands now, the employees would have a secret ballot. If card check passes, I walk in and say, okay, show your hands, who's in favor, who's against. Am I correct in that assumption?
I believe that's basically correct, but I think that on this conference call today, I think those attorneys could probably shed more light on that. Yes, sir.
And again, this is a simple 47-word amendment. The language is very clear. You ought to have a right to a secret ballot, and you'll have a copy of the exact verbiage in your hands, if not now, very soon.
Well, so what we're trying to do is to get the Constitution codified to expound on that right in the existing verbiage in the Missouri Constitution.
You know, to run a Missouri ballot initiative takes a few $1 million to go gather some signatures and then run the ads. Where's your financing coming from?
We're launching the effort today. We hope to get money from all kinds of places, but you know, we're just going to have to hard scrabble our way through this.
Well, who's behind it in Missouri? Are there names we'd recognize, like the Chamber or NFIB? You've got
a list of our board members, or you should have. We are compiling all of that support right now, and the initial reaction from everybody is, this is critical. Let's go. We want to help you. But as far as formal endorsements, we're getting into that process starting today.
It's a grassroots effort, so I think we'll have a lot of people on board. That's our intent, to get the word out. We really appreciate you being here today to help us get the word out on this initiative petition.
The idea is the 2010 ballot, is that correct?
Right.
Yes, sir.
And that's for all five states?
Mm-hmm.
Five states?
Yes, five.
Five states are launching today, and we expect to see a number of other states join the effort over the next coming months.
Why not an 09 ballot?
That's probably more of an attorney question. My understanding is it's a presidential, it's got to be in a congressional or presidential cycle if you're addressing the Constitution.
Any other questions? All right, thank you. We'll open up for a little individual Q&A. If you will, come see me.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank you again for coming. Yeah. Enjoy this beautiful Missouri weather.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.